Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:10 now, and throughout late November and December every year, the Rotary Club of Cambridge South, with the help of Cambridge University Estates Department and the University Department of Chemistry, staff car parks in the centre of Cambridge for the public to help ease the city's chronic parking shortage during the Christmas shopping rush, but most importantly, to raise funds for local good causes. Last year, they raised over £30,000. Project coordinator David Ellis is with us in this morning in the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. First of all, I mean, £30,000 just last year. We are talking huge sums of money here. Tell us what you do with the money.
Each year we ask local good causes to apply, and then we look to distribute the money in an even way. We do always look for a sort of bias towards good local causes, mm-hmm. and we try and rotate it round so that everybody gets a chance in different years.
And what sort of amounts are we talking about here?
I mean, we distribute sort of amounts of 3,000 to 4,000 to some of the sort of headline recipients, and then smaller amounts of 500 to 750. We'd often sort of have around about 15 or so donations each year. Okay. So we do try and spread it around.
So who's getting larger amounts? Who might get that £3,000, for example?
So this year we've looked at one or two good local charities, Headway, who do some excellent work for people with brain injuries. We're very keen to support Romsey Mill this year, which we think does superb local work. And then places like Winter Comfort are regular supporters. Mm. And then we look at also overseas, so we support a couple of water projects in Africa. So it is quite a good wide remit of good causes.
And the smaller ones, who's getting those smaller amounts?
People like Cambridge Dial-A-Ride, we're supporting again this year. There's a hearing charity, a Cambridge-based hearing charity. And we find with a lot of the smaller organisations, 500 and 750 can be quite a significant part of their annual sort of income. So we do try and sort of steer away from some of the bigger charities, which I know do fantastic work, but some of their amounts are just enormous, and it feels like you're a drop in the ocean. So we are trying to make a difference with some of the organisations we support.
Now, I went past one of the car parks last weekend, and it was, let me think, early Saturday afternoon, and it was already busy. And I thought to myself, is this getting earlier that you open up? You'll probably tell me you open at the same time every year.
No, this year we are one weekend earlier, just the way that the dates fall, etc., to get the number of days we want to get in. But it does seem to be, it's only anecdotal, but it does seem to be that people are perhaps shopping a bit earlier for Christmas, as we are finding the weekend or so before Christmas is actually slowing down. So I think it probably is good to be starting a little earlier.
All those things, like tomorrow, of course, is Black Friday, and, I guess you and I remember there used to be January sales, then it became Boxing Day sales. And now it's Black Friday, and I'm kind of waiting for the August bank holiday sales.
Exactly, yeah.
So when we start our Christmas shopping.
Yeah, quite. I think people will come in at any time, really, and say it's. It never seems to amaze me, really. We're supposed to be all online shoppers these days, yeah. But there are still plenty of people who enjoy coming into Cambridge.
People like Lucy taking it all back.
So tell us, where are all the car parks located in the city?
Yeah, our main car park is in on the Downing site on Tennis Court Road, which is obviously very close to the city centre. Department of Chemistry on Lensfield Road. And then we've got a site which is tucked away a little bit on Harvey Road. It used to be a Cambridge Assessment site. They've now moved out as part of their centralisation. But that's just off Hills Road.
Yeah.
And it's tucked away a little bit, but it's a really useful car park because it very rarely gets full. So if you're struggling for parking, then have a look at Harvey Road. Mm-hmm. It will be particularly useful a week Saturday when the Mill Road Fair is on, because it's close to there and it will be full that day, because that really brings in a crowd.
That really is a top tip. Are they small? I mean, I'm just trying to think, like, is that a lot of space that is just going open throughout the year?
No, I mean, obviously they're staff car parks, so during the week they're used for the staff. And I should say a big thank you to the staff of those departments, because sometimes it is a bit annoying when they turn up and we're there. But they are always very, very helpful with us. So the two of the...
Do you make them pay to use their own car park?
No.
Someone's working a weekend.
No, amazingly, a lot of them make a donation, which is really generous,
kind.
Which is very, very good of them. So the Department of Chemistry and the Harvey Road sites are relatively small. You're talking about 50 or so cars. But the Downing site is bigger. It's a real rabbit warren. If you've ever been down there, it doesn't look very big, but it's got all little lanes, etc. And we can probably get 250 or so cars in there. So it doesn't seem huge numbers, but actually with the turnover of people coming in and then going at a couple of hours, it's surprising how many people we can park.
How do you get permission in the first place? I guess you've been doing it for so many years, it's just like pick up the phone and ask these days.
Yeah, we're very lucky. A number of our members have been involved with the University Estates Department over the years, and they've negotiated and have got fantastic contacts. Terry Gardner is our current chap, and he gives them a call. And the university are very, very supportive of us, as are the Department of Chemistry. And they give these car parks for free, which, you know, should be acknowledged as a really generous thing from their
part. It's a donation itself, really, isn't it, I would have thought.
It is, because, as I say, they do get the odd sort of gripe from staff, etc. So, you know, every year they turn out for us. And also the Estate Department staff are brilliant. If there's ever an issue, they're there and help us out. So they're very...
And who actually looks after them on the day? Because obviously you need to collect the money, don't you, from people?
Yeah, we've got a fantastic group of volunteers. So some of the club members, but a lot of other Rotarians from other clubs come along and help, friends of, and just generally volunteers. So we probably have the best part of 200 or so volunteers that actually staff the car park in sort of 2-hour slots, 3-hour slots, which doesn't seem a lot, but if it's a wet, rainy, cold day, then 2 hours staffing a car park is a decent slot.
And remind me how much you have to pay to use one of these car parks.
Yeah, we say it's a minimum donation of £7 and you can park all day for that.
Now, so, I'm trying to think, if you compare that, I can't remember the last time I had to use the Grand Arcade, but if you compare it to how much you would have to pay, that's probably...
I think it's 21, 25, something like that for all day on a Saturday.
I'm not recommending this for reasons which will become apparent. I think it used to be the case that it was cheaper to park illegally and get a ticket on Regent Street than to park all day in the Grand Arcade.
I'm glad you said that, not me.
But a much better suggestion would be to use your car parks organised by the Rotary Club of Cambridge South. Is there, now, I know it's sometimes a little bit complicated in terms of the dates when they're open for. Is there like an easy place where people can get the idea of when what is open and for when?
Yeah, it's on our website, which makes it easy, but it's pretty much all of the weekends now running up to Christmas, and then the days between Christmas and New Year.
So if you're doing the sales, what's, you know, for those people who do actually have some money left after Black Friday and Christmas in general?
Yeah, it's actually our busiest time.
Is it?
It's phenomenally busy. It's a slightly different audience. It's people who are coming in to do the sales, but actually are on holiday and are sort of enjoying themselves, whereas the people before Christmas can be a bit stressed with all their Christmas shopping to do. So that time between Christmas and New Year is a really, really great time.
Well, David, thank you very much for coming in this morning and using our car park as well. That's David Ellis from the Rotary Club of Cambridge South. And if you are popping in to Cambridge over the weekend, do use those car parks.
Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.